Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of Trib Tower. And we're here till 5 a.m., as we are every weekday morning. And so there you go. Back after a few days off. Always great to be back. Our phone number and text number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If you're a lefty, I hope you celebrated yesterday. Yesterday was National Left-Handers Day. August 13th is a National Left-Handers Day. And so as a fellow lefty, I hope we all celebrated. And we're going to talk about being left-handed and sometimes what a pain it is to be left-handed and some famous left-handed people. We'll talk about that and some other things about being a lefty. It's interesting because I've told this story on the air before. When I was a little kid and I was in first grade, the teacher asked me to come up to the chalkboard and write out a sentence. And when I walked up and I put the chalk in my left hand and I started to write, the teacher slapped my hand and put the chalk in my right hand. And I was uncomfortable and I couldn't write. And so I put it back in my left hand and I started writing again. And she slapped my hand again and put the chalk in. And it got so bad that my mom had to actually go to the school and, and meet with like the principal and go, here's the deal. My son's left-handed. So, you might want to stop that. And I know that other people have had this thing happen to them too. Now, this would be probably 1971-ish when this happened. And the woman who was teaching the class was probably very close to retirement. I mean, past retirement. My guess is that she was like late 70s, early 80s. That's how old she was, late 70s, early 80s, this woman who was slapping my hand. So that means that she was born before the turn of the century. And, there was a time when people thought that being left-handed was evil and that it represented the devil and that people who were left-handed were evil and it just was something to be discouraged. And so this woman who was older and probably felt that way many years prior, before things started to change, probably still had that sort of philosophy in her head when she was slapping my hand down when I was trying to write with my left hand at the blackboard. But it really did happen. And if you go to, the older schools that had the desks, the school desks were made for right-handed people. In the old days when you had to use an inkwell, the inkwell was on the right side of the desk. And writing, that's a whole nother thing. When you had to write, I don't know how many people did this when you were in school. I don't think it happens very, very often anymore because I don't think kids write or do cursive or anything like that. But if you had, you were answering a test, you would have the pen in your left hand and you would, smear the ink and you would always end up, and this was a thing that lefties have to put up with, left-handed people have to put up with all the time. Your left hand on the bottom right under your pinky there on the side of your hand would be covered in ink. So you just be covered in ink. And if you had those spiral notebooks, your hand would be against the metal rings, the little spiral rings, and you would get marks on your hand. I would get marks on my hand that way as well. So it was kind of painful because of the spiral notebook thing. And it was also messy because you would rub your hand would rub across the page and smear the ink, and then you would end up with ink or lead from a pencil, and you would have like a big mark on the bottom of your hand, and that was just like regular things, but only left-handed people really realize that. So yesterday was National Left-Handers Day. And so we have to stick together, us lefties. So if you're a lefty, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What are some of the challenges for you personally about being left-handed? Now, I do things with my right hand. I'm actually ambidextrous because I'm a switch hitter with baseball. I can hit from both sides. But I throw righty. My natural throwing is righty. It's weird. I bowl left-handed, but I throw overhand right-handed. So I bowl lefty. I shoot pool lefty. Like I said, I'm a switch hitter in baseball. Hockey, I shoot from the right. But left-handed people, when they play hockey, I think most of them do shoot from the right, if I'm not mistaken on that. But, yeah, it's not as – and I've adjusted what I've done over the years to use my right hand. Like, I use a mouse with my right hand, like a computer mouse. I use a right hand for that. But, I mean, I'm just more – I'm more comfortable using my left hand in some places and some things not. When I make food and I dice vegetables or cut vegetables left hand. When I cut meat left hand, that kind of stuff. So anyway, we're going to break here. We got the news coming up, and then we'll talk about some famous left-handed people and talk about some of the tasks that are tricky for us lefties. 312-981-7200 for Talk and Text. The news is next. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey-jokey time, and it's sponsored by the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn, galestreet.com. They're in Jeff Park. They're the best. Say hi to George when you go in. Yeah, so that's coming up and much more. 312-981-7200 for Talk and Text. And yesterday was National Left-Handers Day. So I'm hoping all my fellow lefties were celebrating. And so there are some things that are harder for left-handers to do than for everybody else. But some of us have made adjustments and learned how to do some things with our right hands. And it's kind of weird, playing or doing things with your left hand and then your right hand. Let's see. Here's Chris on WGN. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
When I was a kid, I had an uncle who I was. I'm the only left one out of five kids and two parents. I'm the only lefty.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to eat at the table, I had to use my right hand. If he wanted a beer, I had to give it to him in his right hand. So when he passed away, I was one of the pallbearers, and I purposely carried him with my left hand. And musically, if I play drums, I play drums right-handed. If I play guitar, I play left-handed.
See, now I'm the opposite. I play guitar right-handed, but I have to set
really?
I have to set the drum kit up lefty.
Wow, that is weird.
Yeah.
I tried holding it right-handed. It's not comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty strange.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, we'll have a great show.
All right, Chris, take care.
You too.
Yeah, we're all weirdos. Anybody in your family left-handed?
I don't think so. If they are, I've never noticed.
It's nobody. I don't think anybody in my family is left-handed. I'm trying to even remember, like, uncles and cousins and stuff. I think I'm really seriously the only lefty in my family.
Now, do we know why that happens?
I haven't the slightest idea.
I wonder if there's something in the brain that just...
It is a brain thing. And I know that it's been traced to a brain thing, right, Dan? It's a brain thing?
Yeah. I think in one of the articles it mentioned, it's a combination of 40 different genes, none of which are the main reason you're left-handed, but the combinations of those 40 causes the left-handedness.
It's the perfect storm.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect left-handed storm.
Here's the thing that I just... couldn't believe a few weeks ago, Esmeralda, that you'd never heard the term southpaw.
I know. I'd never heard of it. I've maybe heard of it, but I always thought maybe it was like talking about people living somewhere. Or rooting for a team.
No, it just means you're left-handed. But technically it's a sports term. It's a baseball term. And it refers to left-handed pitchers. They're called southpaws. And because when you're standing on the mound, what was the deal, Dan? If you're standing in a direction mounds are, that if your left hand would be facing south?
They typically always constructed the baseball park in a certain way so that if you were pitching with your left hand, it would be on the south side of the stadium, so to speak.
Right. So I think that's where it came from, as well, the term southpaw. See, Gene says, you should check out a book coming out later this year called On the Other Hand, Left Hand, Right Brain, Mental Disorder, and History. They got to throw the mental disorder thing in there? Is that necessary? um, Author Howard Kushner explains why left-handedness exists. He examines the relationship, if any, between handedness, linguistics, and learning disabilities, reveals how toleration of left-handedness serves as a barometer of wider cultural toleration and permissiveness. He also wonders why the reported number of left-handers is significantly lower in Asia and Africa than in the West. Robert sends in a text. You can send in one, too. 312-981-7200. I'm ambidextrous and had been told that I don't have a dominant hand, as in my right hand is the dominant hand, but I can use my left. I have two right hands, quote-unquote, so I can do things equally with both hands. Left hand is, for me, my left hand is dominant, but I can still do stuff with my right hand. Let's see. You're likely to find lefties in your extended family, on your extended family tree. So that's something we'd have to look up, the old extended family tree, if I had any weirdo left-handers. Here's another really annoying thing that I do as a left-handed person. I don't know if anybody else does this, but whenever I'm watching something on TV or a movie or something, and someone does something with their left hand or writes with their left hand, I immediately go, lefty, and I point them out. For instance, if a waiter or a waitress is taking my order at a restaurant and they write down my order with their left hand, I go, lefty. It's like a club. We're like a club. And, you know, I like to point out my left-handed brethren. Dan, you have any lefties in your family?
I've been trying to think of one. I don't think I do. Not in the immediate.
Were there any festivities that happened yesterday on Left-Handers Day?
There's a ton of articles, obviously, about it.
Yeah, there's just a lot of articles about it. I don't know if there were celebrations. So, all right, let's see. Here's Dan on WGN. Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
What really gets me is I'm left-handed, but I throw and bat righty. But you know those little scribble pads people put in their dashboards, you know, to write stuff down with?
You
can't find one to do it for a lefty. Unless you had a right-handed car. But that's why I got an iPhone. I had a flip phone up until now because somebody tells me something, I'll just record it and then, you know, play it back later because I can't write it down. I'd have to pull over.
Right. Yeah, it's another little lefty problem that we all have. All right, Dan, thanks, man. Take care. 312-981-7200. Scissors are made for right-handed people. Have you guys noticed that?
Yes.
That's not fair. So I cut with scissors. I learned to do it with my right hand, although I would rather do it with my left.
Well, I think they sell some.
Yeah, you'd have to go to Ned Flanders' store for it. That's another thing. Whenever you're talking about the left-handed, the population of Springfield in the Simpsons is the majority of the population of Springfield in the Simpsons are lefties. Not just Ned Flanders. Ned Flanders is obviously the most famous lefty in Springfield. Matt Groening is left-handed. So he went out of his way to throw in a bunch of lefties. If I'm not mistaken, I think Bart's left-handed, but Lisa's right-handed. There's a lot more. There are a lot more characters who are left-handed. I don't know on The Simpsons. You know, I don't know the exact count, but I think Bart's a lefty and Lisa is a righty. And So that was a thing that that Matt Groening did on purpose, and I think Sam Simon's lefty too. I think three or four of the maybe James L. Brooks is even left-handed. I think it was like Groening, who obviously created The Simpsons, is left-handed, but I think a major group of the big players and producers and writers on The Simpsons are left-handed. Let's take a break here. We got weather and we got traffic, and then we'll come back. 312-981-7200. I hope you celebrated left-handed National Left-Handers Day appropriately. And we got more of that coming up. 312-981-7200. Oh, hello. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and I'm back from my time off. Had a great little vacation there, but always, always thrilled to come back because I love my job and I love you guys. And my thanks to Jim and Mark for filling in for me last week. And everything else. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. Yesterday was National Left-Handers Day, and my fellow lefties and I are going to be talking a little bit about that. And we've got some famous lefties. And what are some daily tasks that are just really tricky for left-handed? I mentioned using scissors. I also mentioned writing, which they say because a lefty's hand is running through everything being written, signatures, notes, and other scribblings often turn into a smeared mess. Writing in three-ring binders or notebooks is even worse since the spine makes it difficult to rest your hand against a smooth surface. The worst part? Gripping the pen cap with your left hand forces it to loosen up, making the writing utensil that comes apart while you're trying to use it. See what I'm saying here? The world is not meant for lefties. Here's another one, having dinner company. Now, this is an interesting one because whenever I go to a restaurant and I end up, you know, sitting in a booth, I have to either sit on the inside of the booth, on the inside, and bang my elbow against the wall while I'm cutting or eating meat or, you know, whatever, or I have to sit on the outside because if I sit the inside, or if I'm sitting on the opposite side, I have to sit on the outside. Because if I'm sitting next to someone who's right-handed and they're sitting to my left, then I'm going to be elbowing them. We're going to be elbowing each other because the right-handed person is going to be elbowing me and our elbows are going to be on top of each other. So whenever I sit in a booth, there's a place that you have to sit in order to not, you know, just annoy the hell out of the right-handed person who unfortunately is sitting next to the left-handed person. John says, I'm a lefty at virtually everything except swinging a baseball bat or a golf club. Frustrations include trying to deal with all the tools designed for right hands only, like scissors, tin snips, chainsaws, string trimmers, etc. Tim in Grays Lake says, I throw and bat lefty, hockey, basketball, cut food, all left-handed. I write right-handed because when I was younger, no one in my family could teach me to write left-handed. It's the only thing I do righty. 773 area code says, Jimi Hendrix was left-handed. Yes, yes, he was. Me, I can only snap my fingers on my left hand. My right won't snap. It's the opposite for me. I can't snap my fingers on my left hand. I can on my right. There's my right. Now, I can't. I can't snap my fingers on my left hand, which is very strange, I think. Chris in Midway says left-handed guitars cost more than right-handed because they are not in such demand. Yeah, that's true. 847 area code says, I was at a family wedding this weekend. At our table, five of the six were lefties, my mom, brother, uncle, sister-in-law, and me. Wow. That's unusual. Get a full table of lefties. 847 area code, I'm sorry, Jim from Barrington says, I'm always conscious of where and who I sit next to in a restaurant. It's always better to sit on the outside of the table or next to another lefty. That's exactly right. Just elbowing the person next to you because you're just trying to eat. Oh, man. All right. We got some famous left-handed people here that we're going to get to as well. And here's Laverne on WGN. Hi, Laverne.
Yeah, you most likely know that 4 out of 8 of our last presidents have been left-handed. It was in the Parade magazine on Sunday. I don't have a copy of it, but I know Obama was one of them. So.
Obama, here's who I got, left-handed U.S. presidents. James Garfield, Herbert Hoover, Harry S. Truman, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, right. George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama, all lefties. Right.
On a punch bowl, on a ladle, on a punch bowl, if it's only got the one points thing, it's for right-handed
people.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. It is. Yeah. It totally is. Yeah, yep. That's yep. Right.
Absolutely. Some of them have both sides, but
you're right.
Both just have the one.
It's for the left hand. It's for the righties. That's absolutely. Yeah. That's absolutely right. Are you are you a lefty?
I absolutely. Yeah. Been MoMA 81 years.
81 years left-handed. All right, Laverne. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right. You ready for some more celebrities that are lefties?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Joan of Arc was lefty. We're going in historical figures now. Let's see. Alexander the Great was a lefty. Oh, that's good. Alexander the Great was a lefty. Julius Caesar was a lefty. Boy, these people don't have good endings to their lives so far. Jeez. Let's see. Let's see. Ted Koppel is left-handed. Paul Prudhomme is a lefty. You know who else is a lefty, chef-wise? Gordon Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay, lefty. Dave Barry, the writer. Caroline Kennedy. David Letterman. No, David Letterman's not a lefty, is he?
I checked it, and he did come up on a couple lists.
Wow. I'm trying to think if I... Because, you know, he would always check stuff off. He'd have a pencil in his hand. I would have noticed that. Of course, I watch Letterman every night. Jay Leno, lefty. Joel Hodgson, the host of MST3K, lefty. Wink Martindale, one of the greatest game show hosts of all time. Good old Wink. Lefty. Richard Simmons is a lefty. Ewell Gibbons was left-handed. You guys don't remember who Ewell Gibbons is. He was a punchline in the 70s because he was a natural, like a naturalist in terms of like food and stuff, way ahead of the curve. And he would like eat trees and stuff. And like I remember he would come on like Johnny Carson's show and go out to the parking lot and bring stuff in and eat it. Like that was growing in the parking lot. Ewell Gibbons. He was just like a punchline for all kinds of jokes. Like he'd eat anything. Raw, natural wood, plants. Ewell Gibbons, man. Lefty, weirdo. Check this out. F. Lee Bailey and Marcia Clark. Lefties. They were on the opposite side of the case with O.J. Simpson, but they were left-handed. Nonetheless. All right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up, and then we'll finish off this left-handed conversation. If you want to come in, yesterday was National Left-Handers Day, and if you want to give us your thoughts on being lefty and some of the struggles that go along with it, we got some more famous lefties to talk about as well. We're going to break here for the news, and then when we come back, my dad's joke is coming up as well. All right, right here on 720 WGN. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio back here on 720 WGN. Monday morning, that means my dad will call in and tell a jokey, jokey, jokey time. And that's brought to you by the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn. Yesterday was Left-Handers Day, National Left-Handers Day, where we all of us lefties should be praised because the world is made for right-handed people. And we have to, Esmeralda, it's a struggle.
A lot of you die.
What?
Because of using right-handed products.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah. So I do have some more famous left-handed people here. H.G. Wells, author H.G. Wells, lefty.
Hmm.
Here are some left-handed musicians. David Byrne from the Talking Heads, lefty. Glenn Campbell we just lost last week. But he played guitar righty, so I guess he was... I mean, obviously, he probably wrote left-handed, but he played guitar righty. But when I played guitar, I played it righty. But I played drums lefty. Had to set up the drum kit lefty.
So intricate.
It's ridiculous. Phil Collins from Genesis, lefty, and he plays the drums lefty.
Hmm.
Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins. Now, he doesn't play the guitar lefty, does he? No, he plays it righty.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Isn't Paul McCartney left-handed? Did you mention him?
Yes, Paul McCartney is left-handed. He's like one of the most famous lefties of all time.
Did you mention him?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Because this is in alphabetical order here.
Oh, I see.
So, let's see. Noel Gallagher from Oasis is lefty.
Oh, the similarities.
I wonder if his brother, you know, is upset about that. That little stunt his brother pulled last week at Lollapalooza is pretty funny. He walks off stage after four songs, Liam, mm-hmm. walks off stage after four songs, and the Chicago crowd starts chanting, "Noel is better." I just think that's...
he is in the sense that he wrote all the songs.
I just think that's funny, though, man. Jimi Hendrix, obviously, lefty. Tony Iommi from Sabbath. Now, here's the thing about that. I don't know if he's a natural. I think he had to learn.
Because of his finger?
Yeah, he cut off three of his fingers. In,
doesn't he have things?
He's got like
little wooden fingers?
He's got wooden tips on three of his fingers.
Right.
But that's cool that you knew that, Esmeralda. How did you know that little fact about Tony Iommi?
It's called TV.
Because of, behind the music. They did a Black Sabbath Behind the Music. That's probably where you learned.
I don't know where I
was going to say, that's all right, man, knowing some facts about Tony Iommi.
I think it was the Behind the Music.
It probably was, because it's mentioned any time that they talk about Sabbath.
It was an accident.
Yeah, it was a factory accident before he was in the band.
Or he was leaving, not leaving, but it was like pretty close to him leaving.
Yeah.
When it happened.
Mm-hmm. He chopped off three tips of his fingers and then had to learn to play left-handed. So I don't know if he's an actual natural lefty, like in terms of writing or anything. Let's see. Paul McCartney. George Michael was lefty.
Oh.
From Wham. Joe Perry and Robert Plant, both lefties. I didn't know Robert Plant was left-handed. Ringo Starr is a lefty. So that's half of the Beatles were lefties. Paul Simon, lefty. Paul Williams, one of the greatest singer-songwriters of all time. Paul Williams, also star of Baby Driver, lefty. I
wonder if there's a convention.
For left-handed people?
Yeah.
There should be.
Oh, man, and then all the products, and then you just get bands that are left-handed.
Nothing but, yeah.
All the food is for you is to be left-handed.
To be eaten left-handed. What was it, the left-handed Whopper? That was Burger King. Didn't they pull that stunt for April Fool's Day?
Yeah.
The left-handed Whopper? All right, here's Bill on WGN. Hi, Bill.
It's actually Phil, but good morning.
Oh, hi.
Like I was telling him, I've been left-handed all my life except for scissors. That's the only thing, because didn't have no right-handed scissors, but I actually got in trouble from my right-handed sister-in-law when I taught my niece, who come down to visit, how to tie her shoes. Being left-handed, I did it left-handed, and she actually goes home and gets, basically, she calls up and chews me out because I taught her, my niece, how to tie her shoes left-handed.
So you taught her how to tie the shoes left-handed.
Wait, how is that awful?
Yeah, I don't
know. Because in my mind,
how dare you, left-handedness.
As long as she learned how to tie her shoelaces,
right,
what
shoes
difference
tied?
Does it make?
Right.
No. That's a left-handed person's thinking, because I made the comment to her on the phone. I said, well, at least it took a left-handed person to get the job done.
There is a sense we do have this.
It didn't go over well, to the point where she actually reenacted it with her brother, with my niece, the same situation, because what it was is, I had to go to work, and she's down to visit, and she goes, Uncle Phil, you help me tie my shoes. I said, aren't you a big girl, sir? She goes, yes, I am. I said, how about if I teach you how to tie your shoes? So I teach her how to tie her shoes and go off to work. Come back home 8 hours later, and I get, my mother goes to me, she's like, do you know what you did? And I'm like, oh, God, what did I do? And she's like, I taught Denise how to tie her shoes. Well, she went up and down the stairs in the basement, untying and tying everybody's shoes. That's how she practiced the whole day and did that for like 3 days while she was down to visit. Well, then she goes back home, entire shoes. She's happy as a lark, proud as can be. And that's when I get the call from the ex-sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ex.
Yeah. I've never really heard anybody complaining about you teaching their kid to tie shoes. I don't understand that at all. Thanks, Phil, for the call. 920 area code. Jimi Hendrix played a right-handed Stratocaster upside down, so the whammy bar would be above the strings. That's true.
Isn't that what What's-His-Face did, Paul?
Paul who?
McCartney?
Well, he plays bass.
Didn't he turn it around, though?
No, I think he's got a left. I think he's got a left-handed bass.
Yeah, but, you know, when he couldn't afford it.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what he probably did.
I thought that was the thing.
He also plays, he also plays guitar, too, but he's a lefty. He's a true lefty. 815 area code says starting a lawnmower is hard for lefties.
I just wouldn't mess with it.
You just haven't mowed a lawn in a long time. I've lived in apartments for many years.
I would not mess with anything that had blades and was not meant for me to
use. When that other texter sent in and they included chainsaws, I've never even thought of that before, but that's true, man.
No thanks.
That's true. You can cut off a limb, man.
I don't even want to use a chainsaw now.
Yeah. Jay in Ohio says, I'm a proud lefty. All right, Jay. AJ says, as a musician who plays both bass and harp, my right hand and my left hand are equally strong. However, I'm wondering if a right-hander can learn to write with their left hand. Obviously, you left-handers have done it, but can right-handers learn to be ambidextrous? I think anybody can learn.
Yeah, it's just
getting used to it.
Yeah, and your muscle memory. Or
my writing, though, if I try to write with my right hand, it's, I mean, my left hand is chicken scratch, too, but that's the one I'm comfortable with.
Yeah,
but my right hand is like,
yeah,
you know?
If I do left-handed, it just looks a child.
No, that's exactly
tried to
right.
write their letters.
It's exactly right. It's even worse than that when I put it in my right hand. I can't even hold.
I'd have to just claw
I know, it's just
it,
so
like
weird.
A Neanderthal.
Wait, I got a pen in front of me here. See, this is now I'm putting it in my, well, see now I can't even, no, I just can't, it's just ridiculous. I can't even write. It's just ridiculous.
I think the same goes for eating.
Yeah.
If I were to put a fork in my left, it would just kind of.
I have to do the switcheroo. Meaning, like, if I'm cutting a steak, I have to cut the steak and then put the knife down and put the fork in my left hand. So I do, like, the cutting and the eating with my left hand.
That's actually a weight loss tip that they give people is to eat with your non-dominant hand because it's such a struggle and so out of that you have to like pay attention to what you're eating and you're not wolfing it down. And,
you must not be that hungry.
No, I don't know. But people, I remember my old partner, Gary Lee Wright. Gary Lee Wright and I had a show together for years here on the station, Nick D and Gary Lee Show. And when we met, we discovered that we were both lefties. Now, the weird thing about most left-handed people when they write is they've got to turn the page like sideways almost. Now, you've seen left-handed people write.
Mm-hmm.
They turn the page like almost sideways and then curl their hand up and it looks very weird. I don't need to do that. I can actually write without turning the page sideways or doing the whole hook, the hook hand thing. Because most lefties do that. And I remember when Gary Lee Wright and I were doing show prep, we actually did show prep, and we were writing stuff down. Gary was like, how are you doing that? Because he was all twisted up. He had his paper sideways and his arm was like this, twisted over. And I had my paper straight up and down and I was writing. He's like, that's just weird. And most people do write strangely when they're.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if there is a lot of incidents of carpal tunnel or arthritis because of having to manipulate your left hand so much.
I wouldn't be surprised.
In weird ways.
I wouldn't be surprised. And Gary, by the way, Gary was lefty on the he was lefty on the computer mouse.
Well, I would think if that's your dominant.
I know, I learned it with my right, with the mouse because I didn't get it. I didn't start. You know, there weren't mouses around for a long time. I had been writing for a very long time and doing things. By the time the technology of mouse was there. Mm-hmm. I had done enough with my right hand where I could learn
it. Just abandoning your left-handedness.
No, that's not true. I embrace it. You can tell I'm proud of it, man. I've been talking about it for 40 minutes. I love being left-handed. And again, I love pointing it out. People are with me and I'll go lefty and they'll go, shut up. You would sit on the couch with my girlfriends or my wives that I've been with and we're watching something on TV and somebody writes with their left hand. I go lefty and they're like, oh God, just shut up.
No one cares.
It's like nobody cares except you left-handed people.
One of these days, it'll be a plot point.
Well, you know, Jack the Ripper was a lefty.
Great. Cool.
They could tell by the way he sliced the prostitute's throats. He was
awesome.
A lefty. So it's like, that's a plot point right there. Did you ever see From Hell, by the way? Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Jack the Ripper movie, terrific movie.
I can't remember how it ends.
Well, it was, you know, the case is still not solved.
Oh, I just remember he would get sick.
Yes.
He couldn't look at the bodies or whatever.
Yes, and Heather Graham was in it too.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
He was a, what do you call it?
Detective.
No, he was a...
Quincy, he was like Quincy.
Oh, I thought he was...
Wasn't he like Quincy?
No, I thought he was... Oh, gosh, gosh, what are they
called? Forensics.
Not undertaker, but.
Coroner.
Coroner. I thought he was a coroner.
Well, that's
sorts.
Quincy. Quincy was a coroner.
But they wouldn't. Right, but that was the funny because he would get sick. Mm-hmm. He's a coroner.
That's not the good line of work if you're in, if you get sick at that kind of stuff.
I think because he would never get to look at the bodies.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time. I remember loving it.
That was the thing. They wouldn't in, because that's not how they worked. I think they just had a picture or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
they would. Like, he would actually saw
the
real bodies. I see.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
And he couldn't because, well, he could, but he'd get sick.
He'd get sick. Poor Depp.
Poor Undertaker.
Poor little Depp.
Coroner.
All right. We got a break here, and we'll wrap up the whole left-handed thing coming up here. And my dad's going to call in and tell a joke. My dad, who's right-handed, by the way. My entire
is that how you're gonna introduce everyone? The right-handed Dan Shagrew.
How many people here? How many people here at the station are lefties?
It would be an interesting survey.
I think it would. I'd love to see that. I think most people are right-handed, or at least people that I see. I don't know. That would be an interesting little survey. What WGN people are left-handed?
Probably should have done that yesterday.
Yeah. I was on vacation yesterday.
We'll do a note for next time.
Okay.
Next year.
Find out. All right. We've got some lefty stuff to talk about. We're talking about being left-handed. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
All right. This gets complicated, but I'll make it simple. If you cut into, say, a block of concrete, half the atoms in the concrete twist to the left and the other half twist to the right, mirror images of each other. So any inorganic stuff twists left and right. All of life, anything life-related, all twists to the left. So at a cellular level, at a molecular level, we are all left-handed. Ironic, yes?
Whoa. Well, then what happened to the poor right-handed people who were supposed to be left-handed?
I don't know. But all our cells, every molecule in our body twists to the left. So there is no right. Now, the other thing is, I'm wondering about Nigeria and Saudi Arabia, if they have a lot more left-handers.
Why?
They cut off your right hand if you're caught stealing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's then if you steal, you're clearly going to be left-handed. You're going to be left-handed. All right, cool. All right, Mike, thanks. All right, are you ready for some more left-handed actors and actresses?
Yes.
All right. Matthew Broderick is left-handed. Carol Burnett is left-handed.
Hmm.
Keith Carradine is left-handed. Chuck Connors. Tom Cruise.
Oh, boy.
He's a lefty. Bruce Davison, Matt Dillon. De Niro is left-handed? Yes, he is. No, I just realized that because he's a Southpaw and Raging Bull. He's a Southpaw and Raging Bull. W.C. Fields. Larry Fine from the Three Stooges was lefty. Goldie Hawn is lefty. Whoopi Goldberg.
You're in some good company.
Let's see. Angelina Jolie. Kermit the Frog is left-handed because Jim Henson is left-handed. let's see. Terry Garr. Diane Keaton. Nicole Kidman is left-handed. Lisa Kudrow is a lefty. Who else? Hal Linden. That would be Barney Miller to you and me.
Ah, okay.
Christy McNichol, Steve McQueen, Mary Stuart Masterson, lefty. Anthony Newley, Kim Novak, Bronson Pinchot, Belky. Belky's a lefty. By the way, Curtis Armstrong had some really interesting stories about hanging out with Bronson Pinchot because they're both in Risky Business together.
Mm-hmm.
Some really interesting stories. Richard Pryor was a lefty. Yes, I knew that. Robert Redford. Keanu is a lefty.
Wow.
Yep. Don Rickles was left-handed. A lot of really talented people left-handed.
Yeah.
I'm in good company. Dick Van Dyke is left-handed. Karen Valentine. Sylvester Stallone, who I also share a birthday with. Jerry Seinfeld. Interesting. Both Jerry and Jason Alexander are lefties. And if you watch the show, but when they have scenes that take place on softball, they both bat righty. It's true. It's true. Jason Alexander and Jerry Seinfeld are both lefties, but they play baseball righty. I watch too much Seinfeld, man.
Mm.